present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Denise Coffey in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once more, I'm going to ask our four panelists to try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. If one of the other three think they are guilty of doing this, they may challenge. If I agree with the challenge, then, okay, they gain a point and take over the subject. And if I disagree with the challenge, then the person speaking gains a point and continues with the subject. That is how we play. And let us begin this week with Denise Coffey. Denise, the subject is ironing my smalls. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
When I was at Oxford University, there was a preliminary examination which was known popularly as smalls. I passed this with flying colours, I need hardly say, and put it away in a drawer, the document which proved how clever I was. Some years later, I had to produce this piece of paper. To my horror, I discovered it was all crumpled up. So I thought the only logical thing to do would be to iron it out. And so it was that I was ironing my smalls one day, which was a very embarrassing situation to be found in, because I said it over the telephone to somebody who called. They shrieked with laughter. I knew they were little, they said.
Derek Nimmo, why have you judged?
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yes, and yes, I agree. There was a definite hesitation there. I agree with the challenge, Derek, so you gain a point, and you take over the subject. There are 20 seconds left. Ironing my smalls, starting now.
I've never really been quite sure what smalls are, but I suppose they mean knickers, do they, really? Well, in that case, my smalls are really rather large, because I don't have those things that are called jockey pants. Isn't that an odd thing? Why do they call them that? Because they're always rather long, aren't they, really? But anyway, when I iron my panties, I put them on a table, or even on a board which is supplied in good hardware shops for that purpose. I plug in an iron...
He plugs in an iron and the whistle goes. And that whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking that moment gains an extra point. And this occasion it was Derek Nimmo, and at the end of that round, he is the only person who scored any points. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is my favourite words. Will you talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
My favourite words are hot and wheelbarrow. I'll just repeat that. Hot and...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Repetition of
the words on the thing.
Oh, you're trying to be very clever and get me in a very difficult situation.
You're allowed to repeat the words.
You are allowed to repeat my favourite words, which is what is written in front of me. I maintain that you have repeated a word you should not repeat, which is hot. And so Derek Nimmo gains a point and he takes over the subject with 51 seconds left. My favourite words, starting now.
Beware. Running, walking, beware, Clement Freud, nasty.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Clement Freud couldn't be called a favourite word. It is somebody's name.
Well, all I can say is I am not going to get in a personal situation between two people in the show. If you think Clement Freud should be a favourite word, will you cheer? And if you think he shouldn't be, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Yeah, I think the cheer's got it, don't you? So, Derek Nimmo gains a point and keeps the subject with 47 seconds left. My favourite words starting now.
Another selection from my favourite words would include rocking horse, merry-go-round, lamps, exit, gentleman with glasses, green pullover, blue vest, stripey job, cow, moo, white hair. Running, jump.
Kenneth, why have you challenged?
Education. running.
How very difficult.
Not hesitation.
I don't think he quite hesitated. He was getting very, very close to hesitating, but he didn't quite hesitate. And so Derek Nimmo gains a point, and there are 24 seconds left for my favourite words starting now.
The smoker's match. Scotland.
Kenneth Williams, why
this is deviation, because he's not really giving his favourite words. He just picked up a matchbox.
I quite agree. He's not giving his favourite words. Very good job. I was waiting for that one, and I must explain to the listeners there's a kind of amusement before when he's going through words, because he was looking at the audience and reciting some of the... getting ideas from the clothes that they were wearing and the colour of their hair and things like that. But where the moo cow came in, I don't really know. Anyway, a good challenge by Kenneth Williams gains him a point and the subject, and there are 22 seconds left. My favorite words starting now.
Most of my favorite words have got connotations which are comical, sometimes deeply affectionate. Things like lachrymose and things like...
Denise Coffey, you've challenged.
Repetition of things like...
You're most ungallant, you.
Well...
I think it's the other way around. A fellow must be gallant to a lady, really. Mm. Okay, so there we are.
We met.
Gains a point and takes over the subject with 5 seconds left for my favourite words starting now.
My favourite words are umbrageous, which means leafy and off the trees.
Kenneth and his wife, you've challenged.
Well, how can she say my favourite words and then say... umbrageous, only one.
She because I'm ignorant and ill-educated and I'm trying my best.
But,
now who's a heel?
Yes, because I'm going to award it to him as well. All the sympathy of the audience is with you, Denise, as you can see and you can hear, but Kenneth has a very subtle point there, and he takes over the subject of my favorite words with 1 second left, starting now.
Petrification.
At the end of that round, Derek Nimmo has a very definite lead over Kenneth Williams, Denise Coffey is following, and Clement Freud is at the present moment in last place. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round for us? A hippopotamus's point of view. I think I'm going to have some problems on this one. All right, Kenneth, have you got the subject and had a little thought about it, and will you start now?
The hippopotamus point of view is, of necessity, rather limited, and frequently he suffers from a deep-rooted sense of inferiority. As the authority, Mr. Rudge, has it, when the elephant came and saw him and cried, I say, look here, although giraffes are good for laughs, please send that chap away. His manners are disgusting, and his habits far from nice. We can't have tea with itty bitty hippo potto mice. Now, that, of course, could be taken as a comical analogy, but I would venture to suggest that a parallel may be found in human behaviour patterns, that animals very often, in exemplary ways, do show us, though the method be somewhat crafty, be somewhat underhand... Oh, I said somewhat twice.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Repetition.
Yes, what a pity. He only had 2 seconds to complete another... Oh, well. They all have to be tough with each other at some point. And this time it was Clement Freud's turn, and he was tough, but he gains himself a point, and there are 2 seconds left, Clement, for a hippopotamus's point of view, starting now.
I shot a hippopotamus with bullets...
So, at the end of that round, it's exactly the same position as before, except Clement is now in third place instead of fourth. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? Nursery rhymes. Can you talk? I suppose you can recite if you wish. Nursery rhymes, 60 seconds, starting now.
Nursery rhymes are little poems that are taught to one in one's childhood, awfully nice, by either one's nanny or mammy or grandparents. All sorts of folk can teach you these lovely little ditties. One of my favourite ones is Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse ran up the clock. Oh, the time please struck one, the four-legged animal ran down, ditto the same and almost identical. Another one which I rather like is Little Tommy Tucker sang for his supper. What shall we give him but brown bread and... And remember this, but...
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, hesitation, yes. I would have... Yeah, but you definitely hesitated. You were crazy. You were very clever before. But actually, if I was playing the game, I'd have had you for deviation because you didn't stick to the nursery rhyme correctly. But still, that's past now. Clement Freud had you on hesitation, which I agree. He gains a point. And there are 23 seconds left. Nursery rhymes, Clement, starting now.
As winter sets in over the nursery, you notice this extraordinary greeny-white spongy substance, which scientists call rime, which forms as a result of...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Deviation. We're discussing nursery rhymes, not nurseries where seeds are brought to maturity.
don't know what's going to do with seed. I don't know what the scientists call. I think he's absolutely devious. What is this stuff that you're talking about, the scientists, Clement?
Rhyme.
What did you say?
Rhyme.
Oh, rhyme, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're not talking, it has nothing to do with nursery rhymes, which
means...
He said
it was in the nursery.
Was it?
He said it wasn't in the nursery. I don't want to support Mr. Croyd, really, but he did say...
No, you can cut out all those dulcet tones, all that flannel you're trying on. I mean, the whole thing is...
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, do you agree with Kenny Bittersome challenge? If you do, will you cheer? If you disagree, will you boo? Will you all do it together now?
Boo!
Has a point. He has 10 seconds left for nursery rhymes, starting now.
These are made up very often to entertain and enlighten.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Yes, they're not made up. They're passed down.
They've still got to be made up by somebody.
Well,
at some
they're not
particular
made up
time.
Anymore.
Somebody has not anymore, but they were at one point in their existence made up, so it's not deviating from the subject. Kenneth has another point. 4 seconds left. Nursery rhyme starting now.
I don't know them myself. I never actually have stood about.
Kenneth was speaking then when the whistle went. He now goes into the lead alongside
Good.
Derek
Nimmer.
Clement Croyd, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the shed in our garden. Can you talk about the shed in our garden for 60 seconds, starting now?
The shed in our garden came from the back pane to the Radio Times. This is invariably filled with structures of that kind, and we sent off 28 and sixpence a week.
Kenneth Williams, why do challenge?
A deviation. Obviously, the back of the Radio Times can't be full of constructions. He must have meant that it was full of illustrations of these constructions. If it were full of these constructions, it would never have got onto a bookstore.
I think I know the point you're trying to make.
But any
reason the shed in his garden could not have come from the back page of the Radio Times. The instructions on how to make it could have come. Kenneth has a point, and he has 47 seconds left. The shed in our garden, starting now.
The shed in our garden was once a gazebo or Wendy house. Sometimes it was called one or t'other.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Repetition of
If you weren't in the lead, I'd give you 2 points. One for a good reply. But you just get one for the clever spotting of the repetition. There are 36 seconds left, Derek, for the shed in our garden starting now.
The nearest garden to me is in the Royal Borough of Kensington, where I live, and is called Kensington Garden. And there are...
Kenneth Williams, why do you
check? Two mentions of Kensington.
Two mentions of Kensington is quite correct.
Oh, absolutely right.
27 seconds for the shed in our garden, Kenneth, starting now.
Sometimes known as the wood shed, and various nasty things could have happened in it.
Clement Croyd, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
If it was a gazebo, it couldn't be a wood shed.
But he never established it was a gazebo.
He
said,
did.
No.
Sometimes known as.
Sometimes known as a gazebo, sometimes known as a Wendy house. He might have
but
had.
But what sort of nuts live in a house?
Kenneth Williams, obviously.
Have you ever known anyone who sometimes called a shed a woodshed and the other time a gazebo?
I've heard people refer to their Rolls Royce as the Tin Lizzie.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah. That's one of the irons.
I've heard people refer to. And I've heard people refer to your palatial mansion as a tin shed.
Yes.
So, Kenneth has another point, and there are 18 seconds left for the shed in our garden, Kenneth, starting now.
Actually, it's something I don't really want to discuss, because we're bound to be laid on into some kind of...
Derek Nibber, why do you challenge?
Well, deviation, if he doesn't want to discuss, I thought I'd help him out.
All you've done is to help to give him another point, because while he's... Just explain to the listeners that that particular challenge has given Derek Nimmo cramp and he's now hobbling about on stage.
Doctor in the house.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes.
Would he go home?
It was very clever because I know, Kenneth Williams had said he didn't really want the subject, and but he begged him to talk about it. And
no,
Derek Nimmo said that he would therefore take it
home. No, I didn't. I said I really didn't want to talk about it.
Do you want to talk
apropos of what I said before, which was something nasty?
But would you? In this game, you may not want the subject, but whether you have it or not, you're obliged to talk about it, which is exactly what Kenneth was doing, so he gains another point, and he continues with 14 seconds left, the shed in our garden, starting now.
Funny little men wearing caps and bells and little fairy glades and curious...
Denise Coffey, why do you challenge?
You mentioned little twice.
repetition.
Yes, you did. Little funny men. That's right. So, Denise, you gain a point. And there are 8 seconds left for the shed in our garden, Denise, starting now.
The shed in our garden is open for public inspection at sixpence per adult and threepence per child every weekday.
Kenneth, you might
have heard.
You've heard a little bit too much, Denise, alas. So, Kenneth gets the subject back with another point, of course. 3 seconds left, starting now.
Sometimes known as a lean-to, in which you can keep all your old life.
Well, as Kenneth Williams was speaking then when the whistle went, he gains another point, and he has now really got a commanding lead over everybody else at the end of that round. Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin the next round, and the subject is the two gentlemen of Verona. You look as if you don't know much. I don't know whether you ever played in the play, but if not, can you talk about the two gentlemen of Verona for 60 seconds, starting now?
What first comes to mind is Con Grande Francesco della Scala, who sacked Padua and made Verona one of the greatest fortresses in northern Italy. One of the others that comes to mind would be Paolo Veronese, the marvelous painter from that city whose canvas, The Rape of Europa, has delighted the eye of many an art connoisseur. Indeed, it's maintained in certain quarters that he foresaw or shadowed, so to speak, 18th century painting with his cool, mellow tones. Of course, the great protector there of Dante, the grand...
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid there was. I still don't quite know what's all to do with the two gentlemen of Verona.
Both gentlemen of Verona.
You were just talking about gentlemen who live in Verona or associated...
That's what it says in the
car. Doesn't matter. You didn't get challenged about it. We loved it so much that nobody challenged you until you hesitated. And it was Clement Freud. 11 seconds left for you, Clement. Just two gentlemen of Verona starting now.
The two gentlemen of Verona were tremendously good friends, so much so that one of the ladies of Verona complained most bitterly about being neglected and having to spend all the time...
Freud was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gains the extra point, and he's now in second place, equal to Derek Nimmo, but still trailing behind Kenneth Williams. Derek, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is aerobatics. Can you talk about aerobatics? I'm sorry, I've decided to change. Ian Messett has given me the wink. He said, Derek Nimmo, the subject for you has been changed. We'd like you to talk about cramp. Can you talk about cramp, Derek Nimmo, for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is the most horrifying and awfully unpleasant thing that happens to one from time to time, frequently in the most embarrassing places and in the most awful situations as well. I mean, today I was sitting on this very stage by this charming girl, and all of a sudden, my right muscle in my right elbow.
Clement Freud, you can't.
One of those repetition.
Yes, if you didn't get it right, you know, you wouldn't have got the point. The subject, you get a point, Clement, and you take over the subject. 42 seconds left for cramp, starting now.
This is something which happens predominantly to athletes but also to actors, and consists of a muscle seizing up and giving an acute pain to the proprietor of the limb in question, which infrequently causes him to jump up, run around, and generally exhibit himself in a manner which he had probably not initially intended to do. I can remember one broadcast not a very long time ago when I was sitting opposite someone called Derek Nimmo, a fairly well-known comedian and light opera actor who's also been seen on television in the part of...
Cramp brought Clement Freud further up, but he's still trailing a little behind Kenneth Williams, who's still in the lead. Denise Coffey, will you begin the next round? The subject is just music. Can you talk about music for 60 seconds, starting now?
In my opinion, music is the only truly international language humanity has ever evolved for itself. It was discovered very near the beginning of the dawn of time by a distant brontosaurus going, ah! A nearby caveman heard it and went, ah. A pterodactyl flying by went, ah.
Danny, no, you tell
he
us.
He went,
repetition of a sort of ad.
No, well, they were in different keys, I hope. I mean,
They were in different keys, but they were the same actual note. I mean, same actual sound.
Ah.
If you changed the sound as well as the key, then you wouldn't have been...
It's too late now telling me that, isn't it?
So, Derek has another point, and there are 30 seconds left for music starting now.
One of the great plagues of our present-day society is an overabundance of music. Wherever you go, you hear it. In fact, you don't really listen to it. It just passes over you, and you're not really aware of what...
Clement Freud, why are you trying?
Repetition of really. Really.
Yes, there was, but it's a rather unfair challenge. But anyway, I've got to give it to you because it's accurate. Therefore, Clement, you have another point and 25 seconds left for music starting now.
If music be the food of love, I don't understand why I keep writing recipes in magazines and broadcasting on how one prepares a Yorkshire pudding or seizes a Swiss roll in one's thumb, carefully nibbling around it so that the jam remains on the tip of the nose. What?
Clement Williams, why are you chatting?
Deviations may be very interesting about food, but it's nothing to do with music. The subject is music. We've departed from music.
Yes,
we're gone, one last control. Out of the window, it's gone.
Yes. He went with the jam roll out of the window.
Yes.
So I quite agree. He got off music very definitely, and he was well into food. And so I agree with you, Kenneth. You have another point. 6 seconds for music starting now.
There is a genius who takes these sounds from the air, gives them form, symmetry, poetry, one might say, becomes...
The end of that round, the situation is still the same, with Kenneth Williams still in the lead. It's second place, if you want to know. Clement Freud, third, Billy Nemo, and fourth, Denise Coffey. No. And Clement, your turn to begin. Mythology. Can you talk to us for just a minute on that, starting now?
There are many people who think that this is the art of being a womanizer on the part of a man who lisps. This is entirely untrue. Mythology is the study of the works of people who wrote, like, Speak to Me, Muse of the Adventurous Man Who Wandered Long After He Sacked the Sacred Citadel of Rome, which is the first sentence of the Iliad, or possibly the other book, which has a name that escapes me.
So, Kenneth, I agree with the challenge. You take over the subject. There are 31 seconds left for mythology starting now.
Well, this is supposed to be, I understand, the study of these myths, how they came about, what gave rise to them, etc. Of course, I suppose one could equally say that this was true of various superstitions, and that you could make up your own mythology. I have a friend who's done precisely this. He has perfected a system whereby he has given certain names to objects and says that they have certain powers.
Well, that, I'm afraid, is all we have time for in this particular edition of Just a Minute. So, to give you the final score, Clement Freud came with a big rush at the end from training right from the start, but he didn't quite manage to catch up and overtake the leader whose lead was so definitely commanding. So, in reading back was Denise Coffey, fourth place, then Derek Nimmer, and then Clement Freud, all trailing behind this week's winner, Kenneth Williams. Say more than one, so lackaday
rue. Yes, lackaday rue, because I never used to win ever, did I?
Yes,
never.
And
I
2 weeks running, Kenneth, you have won.
Yes.
Wonderful. I hope you'll come and join us again and be in this great form and show these others just how it's all.
Oh, I will just do that, Nick. Believe me, I'm right behind you.
Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.